We're talking with Dr. Brad Morgan with Performance Foods. And Brad, maybe first of all, for our audience, you know, a lot of them are very familiar with you from your meat science days at OSU and then, of course, going to Pfizer after that, Zoetis. Tell us about this newest stop on your career.
Ron, I have to admit, I miss the meat industry. I miss the food industry. My days at Zoetis, 5 years there, I loved that part of the industry. I got to understand the industry from that standpoint. And to be quite honest with you, my experiences at Zoetis in the business world probably allowed me to do what I'm doing today. Because obviously this is a business, but I missed being in the meat industry, and now I get to work with end users of beef and pork and all proteins, and it's a lot of fun. The food service industry, it's pretty competitive, but it's also very rewarding when you know that I'm actually doing something that is going to allow this person to make a living for their family. And a lot of our customers are family-owned restaurants. Yeah, we have the big national accounts, but we have a majority of our business are family-owned restaurants, 5 restaurants or less. Yeah. So it's fun, it's rewarding, and we're helping people stay in business.
You're taking beef beyond being a commodity product to a value-added product. What are some of the strategies that you're doing to be successful at that?
Yeah. Believe it or not, we're listening to what our end users want. If they want a lighter carcass, they want a smaller ribeye, they want the fat taken off this, they want this particular marbling score or quality grade. We're listening to them and we're creating products that they want to be trying to utilize in their restaurants. The other thing that we're doing is we're aligning all the way upstream to cow-calf. So we are actually trying, we call it path proven. In other words, all the way from the cow-calf to the feeder to the slaughterer to distribution to the end user, we are joining hands, everyone like that, and we're going to say, "This, we're going to do this together. We're all going to make a little bit of money over the long haul, and in doing that, we're going to sell more beef and we're going to stay in business longer." And it's worked so far.
Path proven, that's really what a traceability type program, right?
Yeah, it is. It's a traceability program in which we take a DNA sample. One of the things I've had to understand real quickly, when you're talking to end users or consumers or chefs, if you start using words like DNA and technology and trace back, they get a little squirmy. So we make sure that they understand, look, this is a trace back program, but we're going to call it path proven. In other words, we're going to trace the path of where this animal came from and to where it ends up on your plate in your restaurant today. And it's obviously a marketing term, but it's been accepted very well, and it's on all of our boxes. And it's not just beef. We're using it for pork. We're also using it for seafood. Believe it or not, we're also using it for vegetables. In other words, which farm they came from, which field they came from, how they were handled and washed, going through distribution, and it's worked out very well.
So for that consumer at the food service, you know, restaurants that you're involved with, I guess that's something that a lot of folks have been demanding for quite a while now.
Yeah, they do, and I remember one day when you had one of those aha moments, we had this person that looks right at you, and she said to me, she says, "Dr. Morgan, all I want is I want good product, and I want you to have my back. I want you to have my back. That way I can go to bed at night knowing that what we're serving to our friends and our family and our customers, I know where it comes from, I know how the animal was treated, and if I get a question, I can honestly give them an educated response." So that's, yeah, it's exactly right. We're just making sure that we're doing what we say we're going to do. We do it on a consistent basis. We make it as cost effective as we can, and we're telling that story. That story has to be told, and that is part of the program that we're trying to sell that accompanies all the produce, all the beef, all the protein that we sell to the end users.
And you're also involved in a part of that chain that you've got is this effort called Progressive Beef as well.
Progressive Beef, it's similar to beef quality assurance. I think beef quality assurance, that program that NCBA and Oklahoma Beef Council have done here in Oklahoma, it's worked very well for cow-calf operators. I think Progressive Beef works much better in a feed yard situation. Because why? Because you may have 100 people that work at that feed yard. Everybody has to be certified. Everybody has to go through and has to be tested. Everybody has to be part of the program. And we also have a Temple Grandin, for instance, she develops all the animal handling handling for us and Progressive Beef, and we also have third-party audits that are done at each one of the feed yards each year, at each one of our packing plants each year. We actually just started a branded pork program as well. 22 different family-owned farms, each one of them have to go through the same process. Obviously, it's not called Progressive Beef. It's called mm-hmm. Pigwise, but it's something similar, but a third-party audit is part of that program, and our end users like that third-party audit.
These type of programs, in other words, is this where the industry is going to have to go if we survive, you know, if we're successful in the next, you know, 10, 20 years?
You know, that's a good question. I will say this. We are 100% food service. We have been contacted by a couple of very large retailers wanting to talk about our program. So I guess whenever you talk about the industry, if these two retailers came on board, it would certainly swing the pulpit a bunch. It would change the way that we would do business. So, I think, and Ron, I don't want people to think that we're completely reinventing the wheel. What we're actually doing is we're actually making sure and documenting what we already do, training people because they like to be trained and they understand, wringing out all the inefficiencies at feed yards or in pig houses or wherever, and making sure that animals are treated humanely. So again, I do think it's going to be the way of the future, especially if some of the people on the retail side start to doing business on this area also.
Of course, this is, you know, again, going back to that consumer with today's social media and everything else, all of this can turn on a dime so quickly as far as when people really start buzzing about sustainability or natural or all these terms that we love to throw around.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons I mentioned to you our program called Path Proven Certified Angus Beef. We sell a lot of certified Angus beef. We just don't sell our own brand. A lot of our distribution facilities, over half of them, sell certified Angus beef. They want to have something that has the story associated with it. They verify that they're black Angus cattle, that they are handled and fed at a feed yard in a certain manner. That story now is going over to CAB in our distribution facilities. So, everybody's happy with it so far. It's working so far, and it also differentiates you from the competition. And everybody has good product, but we're going to be able to, and we're doing this for ground beef. It's not just high-end steakhouses. We're doing it for restaurants that serve hamburgers. And we can also do the path proven from a ground beef standpoint. A little more complicated, but it's still being done. And we've got a good DNA partner in Adenogen that they've done a lot of good work for us, and it's worked out so far so good.
Does this jump at all into the international arena?
Well, you're asking all the right questions. Yeah, and in fact, the international arena, the Australians, for instance, they have always used traceback programs against us. United States, we've always been able to, we always talk it, but we never really have where the rubber meets the road, haven't done it. We are seeing more and more and more of these items from this path proven. We are starting, for instance, we have a distribution facility in Miami. We have a tremendous export program going there, whether it be Cuba or South and Central America, and a lot of it is because of where it's coming from. The other thing, too, is that certified Angus beef, they've just opened up an office in Tokyo. We're going to see more path-proven products going there, and we'll be able to compete against the Australians and the Canadians in that marketplace because of the traceback program associated with path-proven.
For a cattle producer, in other words, what does this mean? I mean, obviously, you're still working with a few select operators, but it's been fairly narrow at this point.
Yeah, and that's the thing I want people to understand is we're not going to ever say, okay, you need to put this ear tag of ours in that baby calf. We want to start, we think trace back and path proven needs to start at where the cattle are being fed. Now, with that said, like today at our meeting here in Ardmore, I've had a lot of cattle producers come up and say, do you have BMG? Or we want to be part of your program. So there's obviously a pull-through for cattle producers that want to get involved in this type of program, and we can certainly get them in contact with those people. But it's a lot easier to coordinate this at the feed yard. And right now, about a third of the cattle that we use, we know what ranch they came from. So it's going to grow. It's going to be more coordinated. And I think it's going to be the way of the future.
Of course, a lot of these feedlots are more and more interested about where those cattle are coming from all the way back to the ranch.
Yeah, it goes back to sort of like that customer was asking me, do you have my back? You know, feed yards are also saying, do you have my back? Do we know that the animal was treated this way? Do we know what medicines was given? Do we know the animal's bunk broken? Do we know, you know, so in other words, when we get that animal, it's going to hit the ground running here. So, again, those type of things, everybody wins from it. So, again, it's going to be fun. Our sales last year of Braveheart, even when beef was extremely expensive, on a pound basis, it grew about 28%. It's over $100 million program now. It's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger, especially with the now with path proven certified Angus beef coming in part of it.
Right. Tell me briefly about Braveheart.
Braveheart is a program. It's exclusively offered by Performance Food Group. It has a story associated with it in that we actually say, okay, we want these type of animals. A lot of them are black. We DNA source, as I said, take a DNA sample of each one of the carcass to verify that there's black Angus in that animal. The carcasses are smaller, are lighter weight. We have a cutoff of 850 pounds. That allows for ribeyes and strip loins and top sirloin butts to be marketed as lights, which would be 15 pounds or less. Not very many people have those anymore today, so that drives a lot of sales right there. We take that DNA sample, and if a customer has a problem with our steak, all we do is we ask them, give us a piece of DNA off of that. We can find out which animal it was, where it came from, where was it fed, what day it was slaughtered. We will have results back to that customer in 7 days or less. And we will also replace the product if they do have problems. In all of my years of working with this program and now coming on board for the last 7 or 8 months, I've had three issues. And the first thing that we have to do is just to make sure is this a Braveheart steak? We use it also as sort of a police car. We want to make sure that people, if they're saying that it's our product, this allows us to verify that, yeah, that was our product actually. So it's actually has done a good job for us to police our program also. So it's done real well, and it's just a Black Angus verified program, and it's both ground beef as well as all the intact muscle cuts.
All these things you're doing, is this really kind of what we've talked about all down through the years of a great eating experience every time?
Yeah, it is. And I'll tell you, Ron, what probably does, it forces our hand on this, as I mentioned today to the crowd here at the meeting, is that opportunities really raise their head during tough times. It forces you to do things, and you look back a year later and says, we should have done that 20 years ago. So, you know, we've always talked about tenderness. We've always talked about beef and how it's the driver in the restaurants. We've always talked about telling our story. We've always talked about making sure and getting ahead where the puck's going to be. In other words, let's just don't just retaliate when there's a recall or whatever. We're doing that now. We probably should have always done this. But because of the low cattle numbers and we're not slaughtering as many animals, we have to become more efficient and try to make more money on a per-head basis. These value-added type programs are actually doing real well, and they are putting more money in everyone's pocketbook.